Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
I've actually been asked by a couple of people, which is unusual, this question, so I thought I'd bring it to you today. And that is, which is best, kicking or punching? It's kind of an age-old question. It might be phrased a little bit different to the way it would have been in years gone by. It used to be who would be more effective, a martial artist or a boxer. But we'll stick with the kicking versus punching and which is best. What's the advantages? What are the disadvantages? So I could write a whole doctorate thesis, I think, on this one. So I'll try to keep it as brief as possible and just give you the general gist of it. How you're going to relate it to success, I'm not sure, unless you ever have to actually kick and punch somebody in a self-defense situation or competitively. But hopefully you might glean some kind of information from it. But basically, you want to do the opposite of what your opponent wants you to do. So if they're a better boxer, you're better off keeping them at range and trying to stay at long range and keeping them at bay with kicks. That is, if you can't run away. So if they're a good boxer, you're better off, and you have to engage them, you're better off sticking with kicks and keeping them at long range and trying not to let them at the range, which is boxing, that they want to be at where they're most effective. If it's the opposite, if you're up against a gold medalist Olympic athlete, you want to keep them in very close range. Again, if you can't run away, you want to stay very close and use your boxing and stay up close to hopefully hinder their kicks so they can't kick. So you want to kind of do the opposite. Self-defense is a little bit different as well. In a self-defense situation, you use whatever you can actually use, whatever opportunity is there to strike, and then get the hell out of that situation. You don't stay and engage in a self-defense situation. If there was a weapon involved, again, it's a hard one, especially a general one on the podcast and a short one. But if it was me personally, I might like to kick at the hand that's holding the weapon in order to get me the hell out of there. It might sound risky, and it could be depending on the situation. That's why it's just general. Don't take this, as this is not legally, there should be a disclaimer with this advice. But basically, with punching range, you know, you're getting your vital organs very, very close to your opponent if they're armed. You've got arteries in your hands and your wrists. And yeah, you might be able to tackle the hand that's yielding the weapon and hopefully get out of there, but you don't really want to engage them. With kicking, you generally have shoes on, sock, jeans, trousers. Arteries in your legs are very, very far away. You might have the opportunity to throw a kick and run, basically, is what I'm saying. So it's something to think about. But boxing works at all ranges. So, and the disadvantage of kicking is that a kick, which is the part that people don't realize, a kick needs to be pretty much fully extended for it to work. So it needs to be from 70% onwards as a general percentage for a kick to be effective. For example, if it's still chambered, if your leg is still retracted about 50% and someone is throwing a punch at you, the punch will beat the kick. You'll be knocked over. Because when you kick, yes, you can kick with more power than you can punch with. Yes, you can kick from further away, but the disadvantages are it's a bit slower, and you need to nearly have your kick fully extended for it to be effective. So it needs to be 70, 80%. Like a punch is effective from 10%. From the second you lift up your hand, if it connects, you can connect with a pretty decent punch. It doesn't have to be at 80% or 90% extension. Whereas a kick, due to the nature of when you lift one your leg up, you're automatically off balance. So when you lift one leg up and it's not fully extended and you haven't kept your opponent at bay, you could be knocked over. So especially if they're charging at you with a punch and you haven't fully elongated your leg, that's a major disadvantage for kicking versus punching. But really, it depends on distance control, it depends on timing, it depends on setup, it depends on all kinds of things. In self-defense situations, you hope that you will think of something to do and to give you the time to get out of there. And in a competitive scenario, you've trained all these techniques and combinations over and over again that they're subconscious. So If you have an opinion as to which one is better, a punch or a kick, please let me know. If you prefer boxing, or you prefer Olympic taekwondo athletes, or you prefer kickboxers or Muay Thai kickers, do let me know. I would love to hear what your opinion is on the subject. What do you think is better, punching or kicking, and which suits you? It could also be to do with body type as well. Obviously, somebody who's a little bit longer can really use range a little bit better, and somebody who's a little bit more solid can really use maybe close range a little bit better. That's a generalization, but it's generally true for fighting to kind of tailor your fighting, and whether you're a puncher or a kicker as well, depending on the body type that you have. So what do you think? Let me know. I would love to hear from you. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.